You have a new survey out that pinpoints how many people in Missouri rely on food banks. Tell me, who ran this survey for you, and how long did it take?
Well, it was a partnership with Feeding America, our parent organization, and it's a study that they do every 4 years. It's the most comprehensive study. It's slightly different. The study this year can't be compared exactly apples to apples with 2010 because they weight some of the data differently, but it does give us a very clear idea that more and more people are relying on food banks and food pantry, the food partner programs, and they're relying on them. Unique people that have never gone into a food pantry before are going to them, and they're relying on them for a longer period of time.
Would I be correct if I said that one of the findings is that there are more people relying on food banks for their food supplies than there were during the Depression, during the recession?
Well, we see a lot of, you know, the continued usage, but I'm not exactly sure of the numbers if they've gone up, but I think it's safe to say that there's still a significant amount of those same people, because a lot of them are still unemployed or underemployed since the recession.
So 1,190,000 Missourians rely on food pantries and meal service programs to feed themselves and their families on an annual basis. That puts an awful lot of pressure on food banks, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, and we only have six in Missouri, which is more than some states have, so we shouldn't begrudge what we do have. We should be very thankful for the six food banks that are doing amazing work. We broke records with distribution this year, and we have. I mean, we just continue to continue upping that distribution because we have to meet the need, and the need seems to be rising. So, and 60% of our partner food programs reported an increase in the volume of clients. So if we get more clients, we need more food, we need more funds, we need to make sure that, you know, the public knows what's happening, what the picture is looking like, because you hear things about, you know, the recession being over and things improving, the economy is improving, but for our most vulnerable citizens, that's not the picture that we have.
Yeah, that's an important thing you mentioned, that there are a few food banks, but there are an awful lot of outlets for the food that the food banks provide. My church, for example, has a food pantry, and there are various other groups in my town, and it's the same throughout all of 114 counties in Missouri. So you provide the food for hundreds of other organizations.
Exactly. We only have six food banks, but those are the distribution hubs. You know, a lot of people get confused between a food bank and a food pantry, but the pantries, the soup kitchens, those organizations receive their food, a good portion of their food, from the food banks that serve their area. And we have a tool on our website at the Missouri Food Bank Association. It's basically a map of Missouri, and you can find your county on there, click on it, and it'll show you which food bank serves your county, because we have every single county and the city of St. Louis covered by one of our food banks.
Well, all of this, I'm sure, I don't want to say it puts a lot of pressure on the suppliers of food for food banks, but the fact is, you guys have to rely on a lot of donated food or a lot of donated funds, and you have for a long time. Has that pressure changed either on the people who help you out or on the food banks themselves over the last 10 years?
I think the pressure has always been there, but I think one of the things we struggle with is the perception. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize the problem of hunger. You know, I don't think they understand the magnitude of it, because it is in so many ways an invisible problem. People aren't going to stand up and say, hey, you know, I'm hungry, please feed me. You know, there's still a lot of stigma associated with going to a pantry or a shelter. And, you know, so it's a very quiet problem. And when the people, the magnificent people at the pantries and the shelters are doing such a good job of, you know, maintaining the dignity of the people who come there, and not, you know, they keep their privacy intact, and they're, you know, if the people who are needing the food are quiet about it, and the people who are providing the food are quiet about it, then, you know, the regular citizens can't see that there's a problem. And another thing that this study has done is it's really shattered some stereotypes about who is going to the pantries. 97% of the client households in the state that are being served by our partner food programs, they all have non-temporary housing. These aren't homeless people. These are people who are living in houses and apartments. These are people who are raising their families. They have jobs, a lot of them. Some of them are struggling with health issues, and some of them are striving to get an education. We have military families going to the pantries. I mean, this could very well be the person who's putting your groceries in your bag at the store. It could be, you know, the parents of the little girl next to yours at school. I mean, these are regular people. They're not your stereotypical needy person.
Unemployed, working poor, elderly. Would that pretty much cover most of the people who serve by food banks?
Yes. And, you know, we have all the statistics. That's another thing that the study tells us. It, you know, breaks down everything from, you know, the race of the people, how much education they have, you know, their health issues that they could be struggling with. We know all of that now because of this comprehensive study that Feeding America has done with our clients. You know, they basically sent people out to all of the pantries and you know, questioned them and asked them about, you know, what is your life like? You know, who are you and what are you doing? And one of the key things that we found in this study, which is devastating, I think, is that people are making trade-offs for food. So, you know, these people, you know, they may have a house, but the mortgage is high and they're underemployed, so they're choosing whether or not to pay their rent for the month or their mortgage payment for the month or putting food on the table. And, you know, the percentages are really high. 69% of our clients have had that dilemma about buying food or paying for housing. We've had people choosing between paying medical bills and paying for food, transportation to get to that job. You know, you hear a lot of people saying, well, if these people would just work, they could eat. But, you know, there are a lot, it's a lot more complicated than that.
I would think with one out of five people involved in these programs, that just about every Missourian knows somebody who is relying on food
banks. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a very safe assumption. Yeah, but we don't realize it.
Yeah. Does this study, have you looked at the numbers well enough to get a feel for how Missouri rates in comparison to other states in terms of percentage of the population relying on food banks and some of the other things that are involved in the study? Is there any way you can compare state to state?
Well, I haven't done any state-to-state comparisons yet with, you know, who's relying on food banks, but the state-to-state comparisons, you know, that were done last year, this time with the USDA study, I mean, Missouri was not doing very well. You know, our rate of food insecurity was—it's very, very high, and you know, we were number two in the nation for very low food security. And Arkansas was the only state that beat us. And I mean, I know a lot of people who just cringe at that fact, you know, because we don't think of ourselves as being, you know, a poor state. I mean, agriculturally, we're a very rich state. We have beautiful fields of crops all around, and Missouri is a very, you know, arable lands, you know, educated people who have an agricultural history. And to say that we are number two in the nation for very low food insecurity is a very depressing statistic.
Well, between last year and this year, last year's study on food insecurity and this year's study that you folks are talking about today, that doesn't paint a very good picture of the state of Missouri, does it?
It doesn't, but, you know, there are a lot of people, and I have the great fortune of working with many of them at the food banks in Missouri, that have hope for change and, you know, continue to provide hope in the form of fuel, which, you know, we see as food. Food is fuel for these people to get their lives back on track and to get over, you know, this hump until they find the job or until their health improves or whatever their situation may be. You know, and these people that work for Missouri Food Banks are, you know, hopeful that things can change, and they're consistently pushing themselves to help the neediest Missourians. And for me, I see a lot of hope and silver linings because I surround myself with these kinds of people. There are also a lot of people who say, well, there's no chance that we're ever going to end hunger, so why bother? And I try to distance myself from those kinds of people because I don't think that that's where we need to focus. I think we need to continue to focus on solutions. And one real solution, you know, to hunger is, you know, there are a lot of people who think about policy and changes from the fundamental level, but there's a little girl or a little boy who needs lunch today. And that's what food banks are doing. They're feeding that little girl or that little boy today. And to me, that's a solution. You know, that's a solution I can completely back. I can, you know, donate to my food bank. I can go and volunteer at a food pantry. I can educate myself so that I can tell other people there is a hunger problem in Missouri. Those are real solutions.